Star Seeds and Their Problems, Part 6, Metaphysical and Astral Attacks. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Life is hard for star seeds on Earth, no doubt about it. The simplest explanation as to why living on Earth is difficult for them is because they are immersed in a place, in a realm, that is very different from what they are used to, very different to the places where they had incarnated before, and that means that Earth's vibration is very different from the frequency of the star seed's own vibration. So looking at things in terms of vibration, it is simple to understand why star seeds feel so bad or so awkward at best while living on Earth. It is a simple frequency mismatch problem. Remembering the principle of dominant frequency, when a weaker one is immersed in a stronger one, this one will tend to make all the others more of the same. Therefore, the starseed and its frequency will be constantly forced to comply and to become more of the average one on Earth and its society, the frequency of the collective unconscious of the planet, and the starseed must constantly fight to maintain its frequency, which is the same as its individuality. It takes a great effort to maintain and follow one's own principles and values in a place that constantly wants to force you to act and behave as the average does. But seeing things from the point of view of the experience of living on Earth itself, things are not so simple, as the starseeds perceive life on Earth as incomprehensible and confusing, many times not knowing which way to go, or how to work things out to make ends meet in their lives, making their mere existence there very stressful. But to make things worse, and adding more to the starseed's problems we have talked about in previous videos, and will continue to talk about in others to come, starseeds are extremely targeted by all kinds of energy, entities, and egregores from the lower astral. Not all starseeds suffer from the same kinds of attacks, and their susceptibility depends on the starseed and its frequency, as is to be expected. I intend to make this known to all of you, and not to fearmonger, because I am the first one who is doing her best to strengthen and empower starseeds, not bring them down. Starseeds are very strong souls and they are far from being powerless against anything, especially against astral forms and entities of all kinds. And it is precisely this inner strength of soul and of character that will cause the entities in the lower astral to target the starseeds. Astral entities have little to no connection to Source, so they need to feed from the creative power of people with a soul, who will form and manifest them as egregores. And those entities need to keep people in constant fear, because fear is a great manifestation concentrator, as it focused the subject's attention on what is feared. The best way a starseed can defend itself in the Earth's matrix, while it is immersed in its collective unconscious, is to maintain a very high frequency and vibration, as this ensures the starseed not to be a match to any negative things and events. But lower astral entities notice this, and they know that while a person is in such a higher vibration it becomes untouchable, therefore useless for them, as the entities cannot exploit the person's energy. So those lower astral entities will do anything in their power to lower the starseed's vibration, to bring them down to average. You can see this in other words as trying to bring the strays back into the flock. This can include all kinds of astral energy attacks, which may include night visitations from lower astral entities, who can cause night paralysis, and my recommendation when this occurs is to face them flat out fearlessly. If you face them you become useless to them, as what they want is your egregore nurturing and enhancing fear, and they usually will not bother you again. As the starseed is protected by its high vibration, it becomes virtually invulnerable to direct astral attacks, so the dark entities will look for other ways to get to the starseed indirectly, and that is to look for weaknesses in the starseed's life, And the most common weakness they exploit is other lower vibration people who surround the starseed, manipulating them to act in such a way that they can trigger a negative emotional response in the starseed, and with it lowering its vibration. The people whom they tend to manipulate the most for these purposes are the ones that the starseed frequents the most. Family members are at the top of the list as they know the starseeds well and know their triggers, weaknesses and reactions, especially fathers and mothers as they've known the starseed all its life. Although family members, brothers and sisters included of course top the list of the people whom the lower astral entities can manipulate in order to get to the starseed to trigger an emotional response that will lower its frequency, friends and co-workers are included as the next most used for those purposes. This is in order to keep the starseed's life in chaos to lower its frequency as low as possible. Notice how there will always be at least one person who is constantly bugging and bothering the starseed, making its life as difficult as possible. A bothersome thing to say because it depends on each case, is that at least most of those people whom the lower astral entities manipulate are soulless. They are matrix empty containers who are simply animated by something akin to an algorithm which is a product of, or spawns from, the collective unconscious. And the reason why they exist in the life of the starseed is precisely to create an emotional response. This is mentioned in detail in the backdrop, or false people subject. As I said above, everything inside the matrix on Earth will want to force the starseed to become more of the same, to behave and to act like everyone else. And to form and maintain one's individuality takes a lot of effort, and is probably the challenge and the reason to incarnate on Earth, to learn how to be strong and immovable. Empty soulless people are used as organic portals where lower astral entities can enter the material world using them as biosuits. After all, we are all spiritual beings living an illusory material experience using these biosuit bodies to be able to function in the material realms, so if a biosuit has no owner it can easily be occupied by a disincarnate soul, who will try to get to the starseed that way. In the same way, an empty body, or biosuit can also be taken or used by a positive soul as will be described later on and in another video about walk-ins. But a person doesn't need to be soulless to be used by these lower astral beings as many people with a soul, including weak star seeds can be parasitized by those beings, as explained in the possession phenomena. It is simply a question of who is stronger, the entity from the lower astral, who can even be a demon, or the person, or starseed. The best way a starseed can counter this problem is by resolving its issues with the people who are being used against him or her. If that person does not want to resolve their issues, the starseed will have no other option but to take distance from that person, no matter who he or she may be. As it is said, the family tree can, and should also be pruned. I know this is a difficult step, as a lot of emotional manipulation I use there all the time, as the person who is bothering the starseed and lowering its frequency and vibration may have narcissistic traits making it impossible to deal with. Remember that you and your vibration are the averages of the people you are with most of your time, and of the content you consume, in the form of radio, television, media, videos, books, magazines, pictograms, papyrus, cuneiform tablets, filomation simulations, holographic screens, and anything similar, you get my point. Besides direct astral attacks from local entities, star seeds tend to be heavily targeted also by all kinds of technological means like synthetic telepathy coming from cell phone towers for example. This is when the starseed and its activities, what it is involved with, strongly enough go against the agendas the powers at be are implementing. In other words, activist starseeds usually may become a targeted individual. Star seeds, especially the stronger ones, are a real nuisance for the Matrix in general as they deeply disturb the status quo, so the entire system will want to force them to conform to the average. Technological attacks will also be the subject of a future video on this subject, star seeds and their problems. Dark lower astral entities will also tend to nest near the place where a strong star seed lives, in an attempt to lower the general frequency of the area, as the starseed will naturally elevate the area's frequency simply by being in it. So, it is quite common that starseeds may have nasty neighbors who are directly or indirectly bugging the starseed in an attempt to trigger a frequency-lowering emotional response. The lower astral entity's creativity is endless when it comes to trying to get to the starseed. So be cautious out there, and simply by knowing those entities exist, knowing that the lower astral is always trying to reach, exploit, and affect good people who have a physical body, is a strong step to control them and to keep them at bay. They don't like to be exposed, as they draw their power from manipulation, so they always will try to hide and will always cause the Matrix itself to protect them, making most people believe they don't even exist. The best and strongest way to shield yourself from all sorts of astral attacks is to keep yourself within your personal frame, solid with your ethics and convictions, and with a secure attitude, being sure of yourself. But overall, be fearless. And to be fearless, you must study and observe in detail anything that can, or could trigger fear in you. Once you understand what it is, and why it causes fear in you, you can overcome it quite effectively, remembering that danger is real, but fear is a construct of the mind. Be strong and fearless out there, dear starseeds. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here again next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.